Now more with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome back to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Jim Hansen sitting in for Frank Gaffney, and joined this segment by Brent Schur, who is a staff writer for one of our favorite publications, the Washington Free Beacon. Brent, I wanted to dig into that topic that never seems to stop giving, and I hope doesn't stop giving, at least until she's the prospective Democrat nominee, Hillary Clinton's email debacle. Now, it seems that every time we turn around, more emails seem to be popping up beyond what she managed to turn in of her own volition under pressure to the State Department. There are a couple interesting developments with where there are more backups and all that kind of stuff. Can you kind of fill us in as the state of play with where Hillary's work-related emails may be found these days?
Yeah, it seems like every week that new stuff comes out about the emails that just make it even more of a bizarre story, and this week was a particularly big week for that. First, it came out that a small IT firm in Connecticut was tasked with backing up all of the emails, and that the personal emails that were previously thought to be deleted and wiped from the server might actually be backed up on a cloud somewhere in a small Connecticut firm.
So we'll actually get her, we'll get her recipes and we'll get her favorite yoga positions, that breaking information will come out? Or is there a possibility she was lying about what she deleted and now we get a chance to compare it rather than having to trust her?
That's what it seems like might happen. And every time she's said she's disclosed all of her emails in the past, it always seems like there are a few that somehow got missed. The Benghazi committee, Trey Gowdy, has said that there were at least 15 emails that should have been given to them that were not given. And as he's asking for them to be sent over and to get everything that they were promised that they'd get, they just don't come over. So hopefully if the FBI has seized the information that was stored in this Connecticut company, we could finally get some answers on whether Hillary Clinton was being completely honest when she said that the only emails she deleted were personal emails, and she's given everything else over.
You know, I'm going to go out on the last limb of the last tree and say, I doubt it. Now, this is not her original. She had this Platte River Networks company, which was running her email and had the server in the bathroom in Colorado and all that. This is another company that was doing backups for them. And the interesting thing, another piece that I thought that came out was some interplay where Platte River said they didn't know this cloud firm was doing offsite storage and that they'd been told by the Clinton camp to archive fewer emails along the lines. And they thought the whole thing was kind of sketchy themselves.
Yeah, the company is called Datto Inc. It's a small company that just does cloud storage in Connecticut. And yeah, it does seem that Platte River, the company that had her server, if I remember correctly, was oddly stored in a bathroom closet somewhere in Denver. Datto and Platte River were at odds, and I don't think that they were really working hand in hand. And it just shows really how much of a homebrew system this was by Clinton. I mean, the whole argument that you thought maybe could come out at the beginning when it came out that she had a private email server was maybe that it was even possibly more secure than being on the State Department system. But now it seems like she's using all these small companies that aren't even working hand in hand. Who knows how secure Datto Inc. is or how secure Platte River is. It came out in the emails that China was trying to hack into her emails already. So it really raises doubts about whether everything she was sending was in the eyes of foreign powers that could have gotten very classified information that she's been sending. I mean, and every single one of these things seems to indicate that what they were going for 100% was secrecy and not security. And I mean, when you look in their emails, you kind of see why they were going for secrecy. They were doing weird things, such as yesterday in a letter he wrote to his counterpart on the Benghazi committee, Trey Gowdy, said that they have emails with Hillary Clinton disclosing to her friend, Sidney Blumenthal, who's not in the State Department, he's not in the administration, he has no government position, disclosing in emails to him the name of CIA sources in Libya. I mean, it's absurd. She's showing that she was taking business directives from Sidney Blumenthal, who is invested in a private security firm in Libya. She was making decisions at the State Department, given intelligence he was claiming to have about how his security firm could help out. So Hillary Clinton, when she was at State Department, it seems like she had reasons to want secrecy. Now that this stuff's coming out, it's not going to look good for her, and it's not going to help her in her presidential campaign.
No, it's perfectly Clintonian in the way they were using government assets for their own. And her entire career has been nothing but one unethical, immoral, and in most cases, probably illegal step to bypass the systems and take care of herself. Folks, we're talking with Brent Scher, who's a staff writer for the Washington Free Beacon. Brent, another person who is very tight in the Hillary orbit, in most cases, her number two or number three person, is Huma Abedi. And Huma is implicated in a lot of the shenanigans going on in the email, and also was holding down two positions while working with Hillary. She was working with the Clinton Foundation. She was working for a private consulting firm with a lot of very interesting connections around the world. And she was a special assistant through a waiver that Hillary got for her in the State Department. So she had access to all the State Department information. And it seems that there's a lot of communications that are going to come out between her and Hillary and her and these other organizations that may call into play whether or not she was being a straightforward actor. Was there some information this week you reported on being dropped about Huma by a conservative group?
Yeah, the conservative group is America Rising, which has picked up. They've been a research firm for years now focusing on Clinton. And Huma Abedin is one of the most interesting people to focus on in the Clinton camp because she's been so close to Hillary for so long. She's was a staffer when Hillary was a senator in New York. And the way the Clintons work is they take loyalty and the amount of time you've worked with them as more important than any expertise on anything. So Huma has gone from just a assistant in Hillary's Senate office to now being one of her most trusted advisors and is really close to her on everything she does. I would say she's probably kept abreast more than anybody on Hillary Clinton's daily thoughts on different things. So I think it's really valuable what America Rising is doing because for so long, characters like this in Clinton world have kind of gone under the radar. But now that Hillary Clinton is target number one for the right, everybody in her realm is getting examined.
Yeah, a well-deserved light shine on them. And I can tell you that the Center for Security Policy has done some, previous to all of this, pretty exhaustive investigation of Huma Abedin's background. And the problems go well beyond her current connections to the fact that both of her parents are deeply tied to the Muslim Brotherhood and that she herself, in younger days, worked for Muslim Brotherhood-associated organizations. So the idea that someone with that background was this close and this high up in the State Department hierarchy and still maintaining external clients and whatnot, I think I hope more people will take a deep look, because when they do, they're going to find out that the connections are sketchy at best and probably worse than that. Folks, we have talked with Brent Scher, who is a staff writer for the Washington Free Beacon. Appreciate your insight on all of these issues. And up in our next segment, we'll be talking with Mike Pregent, who is director of Vets Against the Deal, opposing the Iran deal, and an adjunct fellow at the Hudson Institute. This is Jim Hansen doing Secure Freedom Radio.
go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.